Hello?
Hey, good morning, Frank.
Yes.
How's it going, Frank? My name is Adam. I believe you spoke to a team member of mine yesterday in regards to the new energy program. How's your day going?
Good.
Great. The reason I'm calling is because there was a letter you should have received in the mail about the 2026 billing structure changes. I'm not sure if you got the chance to read about that one yet or heard anything about it.
For energy, for like Edison billing or what's that?
Yeah, so essentially, right, Edison, they sent out a letter that they're going to be hiking up the rates just to maintain the power grid. Unfortunately, what that in reality means just is that your power bill is going to go up. But by chance, do you know like how much you paid on the most recent power bill?
It's about $200 a month, but see, I have my shop and my house hooked together.
Gotcha.
I have a workshop down below, and it's I have welders and whatnot in there and electrical equipment. So it's, I split the difference. It used to be on average before I put the shop in, probably about $70, $80 a month, but now it's went up quite a bit more with the shop.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no worries. I mean, obviously, right, the main reason we're calling is just 'cause with the increases that are going on, we're helping homeowners in the area right now potentially just take advantage and qualify for these newer government indoor solar programs where you no longer have to come out of pocket to get solar. You literally just do what you're doing with Edison, except your Edison bill would now be eliminated and just swapped out for a cheaper solar bill.
Well, see, I had solar when I lived in the valley up north by Visalia,
Sure.
and it was almost cheaper for me to be on, but see, I was buying the solar panels and buying the equipment and all that, and I didn't get any tax breaks, and the true-up charge came out to be more than what I was paying on just having electricity,
Sure. Okay. And I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how long ago was that you had solar on the other property?
Oh, I moved here where I'm at now in 18, so it was, I had it put in probably 10, 2010.
Okay. Well, the reason why we're reaching out, right, is because right now there's newer programs that have been onboarded where it's now designed for you, one, to not have to take out a loan to get solar, and two, for you to eliminate the Edison bill that you're paying, and you would now be paying a bill that's anywhere between 30% to 40% cheaper. So whatever it is you're paying right now, it would be 30% to 40% cheaper than that, and that would be locked and fixed. Then that would be your monthly payment now. So that's ultimately why we're reaching out, because homeowners are taking advantage of cutting down on the bill without having to, essentially come out of pocket for it.
And how many years does it take to pay it off?
So there is an agreement in place, right? For example, there is a 25-year agreement in place to protect you from inflation and to give you that predictability. That way you know exactly how much you're going to be paying. But yeah, that's how this would work.
Is it transferable if I sell the home?
Yeah, correct. So with these newer programs, if you were to even sell within a year, maybe two, you are able to fully transfer it over, and the homeowners would then take advantage of your savings.
What about if it was 5 years or something like that? 6 years.
Yeah, same way.
That's still same thing, huh?
Yeah, because the main thing is just that you would be saving from day one, and then whenever you do plan to sell, you would be transferring those exact savings to the next homeowner. But the thing is, right, like as good as how like these new programs may sound, unfortunately not everyone can qualify for it. Ultimately, right, our job is just to ask you a couple questions to see if you're a good fit for how these new programs work. And if you are, you can cut down on the bill anywhere between 30% to 40%. I mean, but for example, I mean, are you the homeowner on title here on Lakeview Drive?
Yes.
Is there anyone else like on the title with you? Maybe like a
Yeah,
spouse?
my wife,
Your
yeah, spouse.
Awesome. And as far as like the condition on the property of the roof, like is there any leaks you're aware of, any damages?
No. And I would put it on my shop roof rather than the house roof.
Sure. I mean that I know that that's something that we have been able to help homeowners with. If you don't mind me asking, as far as like the shop's roof, is
It's
that
a metal. It's a metal roof. It's a metal shop.
okay, it's a metal shop. Now, as far as that goes, would you say that you would be able to fit a minimum of 8 panels on it?
Oh, the shop is 3,000 square foot shop.
Okay, so it's a pretty big shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's direct sun, no trees on both sides, and it faces north to south, so I get morning sun and afternoon sun on it all the time.
Okay.
See, the house has trees all up around here, and it wouldn't be good. You know, I had that issue with my other place. You know,
Okay.
it had trees, and it would block some of the solar panels in, and I'd have to have it. They came and put more panels up because it wasn't producing enough.
Yeah, that makes a
So.
lot of sense. I mean, how about the shop itself? Is that like the roof itself like permitted?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, since you
It
mentioned
has
that,
a it has a snow load factor, everything engineered. I mean, it's first class.
okay, no worries. I mean, so in this situation now, since you mentioned that it's a metal roof, there is actually another option that we have because there is a newer program that's being onboarded that works very similar to the one that I just explained to you. But with this newer option that's being onboarded now, you are able to now like install on metal roofs just because in the past it was a little bit more difficult. These are things that the energy consultant can actually break down to you. That way you can better understanding. But now you are able to install on metal roofs. So these are things we can make sure to break down for you. Now, the main qualification, Franca, is the most important one. It's just to make sure that since these programs are government endorsed, you would need to have a standing credit score of above 670. Do you feel like you'd meet that requirement?
I believe so.
Okay. Are you like on time with all your payments? Like you're
Oh
not.
yeah. No, never behind on homeowners payment, nothing, you
Awesome.
know.
Okay. I mean, based on the information you gave me, it looks like potentially you could be a good fit for this program. Ultimately, right, our job is super simple. It's really just to help you find a different day where you have a spare 30 to 45 minutes where we can have an energy consultant break this down for you in a 30-minute in-home consultation and assessment. They'll show you a savings report, answer any questions or concerns you have, and then show you how you can take advantage of this newer program out. As far as like your availability for something like that, are you usually more free in like the morning times or in the afternoons?
I would say probably afternoon would be good, you know.
Okay. Is that looking afternoon like a 3 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, anything like that?
I would say between 1 and 2.
Okay. Because if that is something that around the time slot that you are available, I do see that specifically in the area, we do have energy consultants there tomorrow at 1. Would maybe tomorrow at 1 work?
No, tomorrow won't work because I have a doctor's appointment in town at 3:30, so that would be too which would be too tight for me.
Okay. No worries. Let me double check here because I do also see we have Thursday.
Thursday would do.
Okay. Thursday would do. Not a problem then. So what I can do for you then is I can pencil you in for Thursday at 1. The only thing we would need present, right, is just a power bill. Do you do that one online or do you do that by mail?
I do it by mail. Well, actually, I have it here. I have the power bill for last month.
Okay. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to send you a text message letting you know it's actually set. So it'll say that this time slot is set for Thursday at 1. Right there is where if you since you have the power bill, if you have a screenshot of just the bar graph portion of the actual bill, we can actually draw up the savings report beforehand and just come by prepared. So if you can either have it present there or if you can just send a screenshot of it, that'll be great.
Okay, let's see here.
And then let me see. So then what I'm actually going to do for you right now, Frank, is I'm going to be sending you this text letting you know it's it. If you can do me the one favor of just giving me a like or thumbs up on the message that I send you, that'll be perfect.
Okay, you just send it right now? Hold
Yeah,
on.
I haven't sent it yet. I will send it right after this call. You could expect it in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
All righty. Well, it was great speaking with you, Frank. I'll go ahead and send that text to you shortly, and we look forward to meeting with you Thursday at 1. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.